Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm Tracy Barnett, your host and narrator. Heroes, we come this week to the finale of Into the Wizard's Tower. There are a bunch of payoffs for all of the ridiculous stuff that we set up, and I'm extremely happy with how this session finally turned out. Remember, if you want to hear what went into all of this, there is bonus content on the Patreon that will clue you in to everything through our character creation. So go over there and check that out. Now, let's get to the show.
What the fuck?
Wait, are they still on the ground?
Are you fucking kidding me?
The body just flops to the ceiling.
Yep. Oh, God.
So now the top of the tower? Is it the bottom of the tower? Where we just fucking came from?
Well, no, I think we still...
We got to do it all over again? Are you fucking kidding me?
I think we could just keep going down, though, instead of up. I think it's all right.
It's not all right. It's not all right. We were at the end. We were at the top. We were close to the end.
I gotta say I'm with Balazaham here. Batazaham? Sheesh. I'm with you. I'm PO'd.
No, you guys just gotta chill, you know? I just gotta go with the flow.
Brett, not everyone's hot and cool like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I haven't been. Yeah. Well, I'm hot, but I mean.
Yeah,
I
you're I'm hot.
And cool. I'm just not strong.
Oh, we can work on that,
Some
dude.
Some of us are extremely moist people who are cosmically bound to obey whoever fucks with their lamp.
Man, sometimes I wish... Never mind.
Genie just quietly freaking out.
Silent screams.
What I propose for this trek through the upside down castle version of this is we do a form of a montage, but what we're going to do is I would like each of us to think about the obstacles that we just encountered, like across the whole thing, go maybe in reverse chronological order if we want to, but difficulties, it should be relatively low. We're all going to go around and declare, hey, here's the thing that we want to do. And then we're all going to roll at the, and we'll set difficulties and we'll all roll at the same time. And then we'll resolve the first set of montage actions and then we'll do that again. And that should see us through the challenges in a hopefully narratively satisfying way.
So we have to do the upside down reverse kind of mirror universe version
what
of whatever
what I wanted
those
to propose
were.
Was that like that everything is thematically reversed and we have to figure out what that means for each of the
That's
things.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
I love that. What's the opposite of snakes?
groundhogs, I think.
Oh, groundhog, yeah.
Yeah, it would be like thick round animals.
Yeah.
If you imagine a fish tank, but like empty for land animals.
Wait, what?
Would it be inside of it?
That, wait, what?
That makes sense.
That puts
to me
it
now.
In such queer perspective. I've got it.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I just got distracted by another thought, and let me pose this: Is it more interesting to state what the opposites are and say what we're going to be going through and don't die roll those and get to a final conflict with a being?
That's more interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
So let's just knock out these descriptions. Yeah. So we were confronted with a conflict with a team of young wizards.
It's I feel old like
we should have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
An actuary is the. Okay, yeah, but one of them secretly a teen wizard.
Yes.
I guess the only undefeated teen wizard that was left, Orange Slice, is trying to pretend to be an old actuary. And we have to befriend them?
We have to make friends with them. We promise that we're not going to engage in any more unsafe behaviors, right? Because that would just send the insurance rates skyrocketing.
Yeah.
Also think this is where Brett finds the loan paperwork.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's smart.
All over that, weeping with joy.
So, Aaron, what's the opposite of an underwater level of a castle that you have to pass through, but it's also snakes?
Yeah, no, I think it's truly like a very dry, like so dry, dark, full of fuzzy raccoons,
who are garrulous and super social,
so friendly, yeah. But, and they, yeah, that's what it is. They just want to talk.
Will not stop talking.
No, they're climbing on you. They're talking, chatting.
And we have to escort a cup of water.
Yes,
and
they're very thirsty.
They're so thirsty. They're thirsty raccoons. Yeah.
Back in the gym bag.
They're thirsty, exactly. but they're also thirsty in a professional sense. Like, they're all asking us to follow them, to, like, connect with them 100%. On LinkedIn.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all right, wet. It's all right, wet bow. I won't let them drink you.
Thank you.
How does the perpetually drippy genie handle that?
You're just trying to slurp the genie.
Yeah.
I mean, well, like, I think the perpetually drippy genie, like, needs to cradle, like, wet bow. And this is the one of the things about this genie is he's incredibly touch-starved. It's been such a long time since, like, the last person who ever touched him was his wife. And now, like, after, like, it's broken down some emotional walls that is put up. He's been nurtured in a way through this experience that he hasn't been nurtured in quite some time.
Do we all share a hug at the end of this and then realize what we've done? Is the genie, like, not drippy at the end of the desert for just at least a little bit, and it's like a normal level of moisture?
No, he's still bad and disgusting. Like, that's the thing. Like, he, regardless of sort of what he's like as a person, that's just sort of his whole physical deal.
Got it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Jeff, what's the opposite of a sentient moon that will kick your ass unless you solve a riddle?
It's a really good question. The opposite of a sentient moon is the sun, is what it is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is very specifically. So we're in the desert, and it is that Mario level where you have to outrun the sun that chases you, and it's a little bit Indiana Jones also of just like the sun is just move like a, the ball of the sun is just moving towards us and consuming everything.
Oh, God.
I like the idea that it's an infinite runner and we're like kind of trapped there for a while until we realize we have to tell the sun a riddle that it can't solve.
Yeah, somehow the other rooms have not dawned on us that they were just
wait, sun, dawn? I see what you did there.
Nice.
But the riddle in this case, also very easy. It's what's black and white and red all over. It's a newspaper. The sun just kind of stops and sinks away like, okay.
All right. Look at the brains on you. And the opposite of a fantasy ass laser grid, the Gorgoni Octabyrinth.
Yeah, what is the opposite of that?
Well, we all know from in Dungeons and Dragons, there is a spell called Flesh to Stone, right? That's what Gorgons do. Mm.
Oh,
the opposite of that is Stone to Flesh.
Yeah, we can fix your arm.
Yeah, except that it becomes a human flesh arm on a drippy genie body.
Weird.
Is that better or worse?
I don't know. If it's better, it's probably like Data in Star Trek First Contact, where he like gets skin implanted and can feel touch for the first time.
Dude, high five.
Okay.
Ow! I'm sorry, I'm quite strong. I'm quite strong.
What is this? Is this pain? Is this what pain is like?
A lot of nerve endings in the hand and the fingers specifically. I should have told you that before.
If you'd like, I can give you a gadget that sort of electroshocks your arm to numb it.
What? I can't tell if he's into it or not.
I like the idea that like there's just sort of like a wonky glove machine that like it's like walks away with like a Mickey Mouse ass glove looking hand.
Yeah. So silly.
And it doesn't really affect the rest of us because we're not made of stone.
Right.
No. What are we gonna get more fleshy?
Are bones gonna get gooey?
Oh, that's probably it. We have to avoid things because otherwise our bones are gonna get gooey. Don't want gooey bones.
I mean, if your bones are made of stone, I think the upside down castle is really predicated on the idea that you fucked up a little bit at the first Gorgonia Tavern, and if it didn't work out,
he really didn't expect anyone to get this far. He's not a very original thinker, so
we all of us get blasted with lasers and just look around and only Beta Zam is like, oh my god, and everybody's like, yeah, okay, that's fine, that feels normal.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of human eyes.
Wow. I mean, it's not great, but it's reasonable.
Yeah, okay. Seems fine. And
they're like kind of shy. We have to like convince them to look at us.
Exactly.
All right. So we are now at the chamber of the wizard. I would like everyone to name. Well, are we going to fight the wizard himself? Is that how we're feeling this? This wrapping up?
Yeah, this heist is more like we've just knocked on this guy's door, beat up everything inside of his house.
Okay, I'm going to put the word heist in quotation marks when I post this on.
This is
heist,
a robbery.
Dungeon crawl, is there a difference? Not really.
It does feel to me like Spender Thrift is a character from like a real heist
who hasn't been able to do anything of use without magically
with like cartoons. Yeah,
I love it. Oh, this is fantastic. So then how do we want this, what's the final conflict gonna look like? What do we want to have going on here? And if the answer is we're all tired and we want to steal the thing and go to an epilogue, that's fine too.
No, there are some narrative things that I will feel physical pain if I don't get to pay off. Now, if somebody does have a hard out, I will respect it.
I'm fine. Yeah. Are we all good to see this through to the end then?
Yeah, I think we do have to find the wizard and
the
genie's wife.
If we can do so in the next 15 minutes, that would be great.
Okay.
Let's try it. Yeah.
All right. Then what I will say then is I think we meet the wizard himself, right? We're going to go around. We're going to provide details to describe him. I think I'm going to break the rules of my own game just a little bit. 3, 4, 5, 6. He's going to have 6 boxes. That way he gets at least one action where he gets to just fuck us up with glitch dice. Right, based on how things are going narratively. So we have some other stuff we can resolve. But let's go around and let's give each of us one detail about the wizard, because that will inform for all of us how he engages in this conflict. So, Jeff, what's the first thing you want us to know about the wizard?
First thing is that this wizard is boring and awful and a terrible wretch of a person, which means that his hobby and profession can only be one thing. This man is a podcast.
Oh no!
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
He really
and he's
is.
just He's just asking questions and having conversations.
Right. Yeah. You know, interesting conversations.
Yep.
And who's his guest this week? The ghost of Pol Pot. I'm trying to think of other history's greatest monsters.
Literal Dracula.
Literal Dracula, yeah.
You know, the benefits of drinking human blood are really underrated. That's
People
wild.
Don't talk about
that's
it.
Wild.
Wow, that's incredible, wild. Dude. Incredible. It sounds great.
God, we're literally fighting Joe Rogan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, the most boring and sad person.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think then another detail would be on that, like, end, that this wizard room is also just full of, like, Nordic track and other sort of just, like, stupid by like use in your own home workout stuff. Lots of
Oop. Absolutely. I think he's also shredded, perhaps even more shredded than Brett.
That's a crazy thing to say about.
Well, that's because Brett earned his gains, and
that's right.
This guy uses steroids.
But
he doesn't. He claims he eats his body weight in bone marrow every morning, and that's his routine.
What's that stuff? It's like he's got those powders everywhere too.
Protein powders.
Yeah.
Yeah, the protein powders. But
oh, sure.
Yeah. Lots of half used powder things.
Lots of supplements. Just so many.
Supplements. Yeah.
I'll say a shelf full
magical supplements.
Of supplements.
Yeah.
We need one more detail. What else do we know about this wizard? This wizard sucks. I have a question that might prompt this last detail. What evidence do we see in this room of what the wizard's relationship with the genie's ex-wife was like?
Oh, totally.
Oh, I think the evidence is she's just sort of lounging.
She's in the fucking room.
She's there.
Yeah, she's like wearing a kimono.
She's
like
a kimono.
Zipping a Mai Tai.
Eating grapes.
Yeah, drinking a green juice.
Yeah.
Just like off of the
And there's grapes. And there's like a box from like a Goop delivery sitting near her.
Yeah.
All right, so Beta Zom's ex-wife literally in the room.
Yeah. And she's like, I can't stand up. I have a jade egg in right now.
She's Beta Zam. Oh, a fucking course you come in. A fucking course.
Ex-wife.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, if you showed this kind of initiative when we were married, things might have been different.
Beta, she's...
I'm not showing initiative. I'm here because my Wishmaster is here.
Exactly.
And has a different reason to be here.
Exactly. You couldn't even show up in person.
You said that we should come here.
You really said that?
Well, yeah, because he talks about you all the time. He misses you like crazy.
Yeah, literally, it's about the only thing that prompts any kind of genuine and emotional response from him.
Sometimes I hear him cry in the middle of the night, and he doesn't...
I just wanted to know that he was willing to chase me.
Well, consider yourself chased.
God.
There's nothing about that lady that's chased.
No.
Yeah, she is anything but chased.
That's...
She's foxy, though.
Why did I whisper that directly to you?
Oh, I got it. Chased like the two-letter word. I see. That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. So that takes off a track, right? We got the white.
Well, I think there needs to be a die roll, Beta Zom's part, because we've got some glitch dice hanging out that I would love to see what happens. Let's just make a Beta Zom's action. What you gonna bring to the party here?
Well, Beta Zom throughout this has displayed a lot of like classically toxic masculine misogynistic traits. He treats his ex-wife as an object that he possesses, even though it is a person that left him. He, you know, tries to mask his real emotional hurt with anger that he lashes out at other people, and he blames all other people for his problems. So I kind of feel metaphorically the only thing that can really happen here is for Beta Zom to confront the wizard, who is the literal embodiment of all of the toxic traits that he has embedded inside him and needs to grapple with to become a better person.
Okay.
There's just one problem. Someone's got to wish that I do it.
Oh, shit. I think Brett.
Mm-hmm.
Brett will look at Betazom and say, you know, Betazom, what I really wish is that you saw yourself the way I see you. Whoa.
Wow.
Betazom raises into the air and light emanates from his being. And very much like at the end of Aladdin, mm-hmm. there is this like magical transformation scene where like light envelops his body and you see it like move over his like cosmic chains and whatnot. And then like there's just a shot of everybody looking up in the air at this light enveloping him. And then like it'll float back down and we cut away from everybody else's perspective to see Betazom, and he looks exactly the same. He is still a wet, shapeless, milky white creature that is like semi-transparent, but there is potential for good within his personality because I think that my wishmaster and friend Brett like is legitimately a friend mm-hmm. to me.
Yep.
And therefore looks past all of my physical imperfections and personality imperfections to, you know, somebody who can maybe change or be fixed.
Hey, looking good, brother.
Wow. I feel incredible.
Yeah.
I feel unstoppable.
Yeah.
But I do still feel like solving my problems with violence.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I do that all the time, dude.
Hey, wizard! Yeah,
what the fuck is it? Who's talking to me? Are you? Oh, you're the ex. Yeah, no wonder she fucking left.
Yeah, that's right. Laugh it up at my doughy body that's covered in a moist sheen and my completely bald head. That's right, reveal genies should have hair and I do not. And that's right, laugh at the fact that my genitalia is bad. Whatever it is going on down there for genies, my set, not a good one. And even if it was, I do not know how to use it. Ask anyone, especially my wife.
Own it, dude. Own it.
This guy's doing my job for me.
But you know fucking what? Wizard?
What?
I started today at the bottom of a fucking tower that, and I was surrounded by people that I did not like, people who did not like me. And we went through unlikely scenario after unlikely scenario, besting traps and puzzles and machinations. And then I went back through the same fucking tower, except upside down with thematically reversed traps and puzzles and challenges.
Yeah, you did.
And now I find myself here in front of you and my ex-wife. But you know what? Right now, I'm surrounded by people that I'm proud to call a friend. And I honestly don't think there's anyone in the world who you can honestly say would call you the same.
Ooh, damn.
Wow.
I want to see your role. Hello, heroes, and welcome to the mid-roll. Heroes, at the top of this episode, I mentioned the bonus content that you can find on our Patreon, and I am not sure, one-shot listeners, if you are aware that there is a brand new series that James and Allie and Drew and Mel have been putting on over on the Patreon. It's called Starwall, and it is a science fantasy space opera kind of take on things. It's its own contained campaign. It is the beginning of a new system that they're using for play. It's really exciting. It's extremely cool, and you can access it for $5 a month at the Patreon. So go over and head to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and check that out. And with all that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
So this is going to be using... Oh, yeah. Well, I did say I want to solve the problem with lightning, or with violence, so lightning immediately sprays out of my fingers, Palpatine style, and I just start cackling like a villainous creature. Great. So I am going to be using infinite cosmic power.
Cannot use it for himself.
Yeah. Cannot use it for himself.
Can use it for your friends.
But for his friends.
Yeah. For my friends.
All right. Nice. What do we think the difficulty is for Betazom to strike the wizard with lightning?
I mean, he's surrounded by electronics is the thing.
Yeah.
And podcasting equipment very sensitive.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just going to arc towards him. Let's make this a three. Yeah. Three feels yeah. Nice.
That's good.
Great. All right. So I will roll 10 dice here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is 5 successes.
5 successes. All right.
But now,
so that is one,
my favorite.
It's one shy of doubling it up, but...
You know what? I've got these little chips here.
You do.
I will definitely burn one of these little chips.
And what detail are you going to highlight to pump more juice into thine lightning?
So I think kind of immediately, like I zap this guy with lightning and he like is shot back against his like podcasting setup.
Marty McFly in Back to the Future style.
Yeah, he's shot back and he's like pressed against it, and like it looks like I'm just gonna fry him out from the inside. But he reaches over and is able to flip up a like bone that has been cut in half and like catch it in his hand. He squeezes it, and the bone marrow shoots out of it and then into his mouth like Popeye. And then
like a Go-Gurt.
And then he, using red lightning, will blast back against my lightning, and it like very quickly looks like his lightning is going to overpower my lightning. And then like we can see that Betazom makes eye contact with his ex-wife from like across the room. Like he is really feels like he is about to die. You know, he is an infinite being, but he just underwent a change. He doesn't exactly know how Brett sees genies and whether or not he thinks they can die. Kind of genie magic is like gonna monkey paw you. That's like kind of one of the things. So like, this is it. He makes eye contact with his ex-wife. He looks into her eyes and says, "I never loved you. I love the idea of you. And that was more important to me than getting to know you. But if I survive this, I promise that I will do my best to process those emotions and disentangle my life from yours, because we are bad people who are worse for each other."
Wow.
And in the moment before you roll and more lightning surges out, there's a cut and we just hear a clink as a jade egg falls and hits the floor.
Gross. I love it.
Oh no.
Okay, I got one success, but it was a six, so I will explode it, and the explosion did nothing.
Okay, but that one success was enough to get the second mark, because you needed six hits to double the three.
Fours hit. on this run.
Oh yeah, you got to roll your glitch dice too.
Okay, yeah. There's an insane amount of successes that I probably didn't count, but definitely enough to double it. Didn't need that extra moment, but glad it happened. Now we can move on to the glitch dice,
please.
Okay, that is 4 hits on the glitch dice.
Oh no.
A standard complication for an ally.
I have been waiting for this moment. We are in this tense confrontation. And like I feel like everybody's like watching from the sideline this like genie versus wizard duel. There's a lot of lightning going everywhere. And we quickly turn to Flannel Lynn Yarn, who... There's a ghost that appears next to you. And it is... let's see... Woolly... Well, no, the yarn, I guess, is also made of wool. It's linen sheet twine, who was a... someone you knew in college, and you worked on a group project with them. Mm-hmm. Said... Hey, Flannel.
Linen? Linen sheet twine?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm dead.
You died?
Yeah. And I'm in hell.
Oh, God. What are you doing here?
Well, so you remember that group project that we worked on together in college?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of like... a connection between us, and I'm here to tell you that you're about to be visited by 3 ghosts that are going to try and dissuade you from robbing this wizard.
Are you one of the ghosts, or are you an extra
ghost? Actually, I'm not. I'm like kind of the aperitif ghost. Oh, I'm just like kind of here to like open your palate for the other ghosts.
That is so upsetting. Is there a way for me to opt out the way you opted out of our group project?
Damn.
Holy shit.
Damn.
I've been waiting to say that for years.
Well, there's a reason I'm in hell. Anyway, kisses. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I need 3 ghosts. I need a ghost of heist past, a ghost of heist present, and a ghost of heist future.
Damn, if listeners, you don't know what we're talking about, you should go watch that Patreon episode.
Yeah, you need to hit that bonus content. That boco is so good.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's yum. Okay, do I make these ghosts? Is that how this works?
I think. Well, we've got 3 people who are yeah. So just we need a past, present, and future of the heist.
As Twine is fading away. You hear another voice. Oh my God, are you going to talk to her that way? It is polyester. This is harder than I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be polyester chiffon pajamas.
Okay. Yes.
And I think this is heist's past, so. This was your junior high best friend.
Oh my God. Polly?
Like you even remember.
I mean, I literally just said your name.
Whatever. Like, maybe if you would focus on the things you need to focus on instead of trying to pull stupid heists, your life would be in a better place and I wouldn't be dead either.
Wait, are you saying that I killed you? What is happening right now? And can anyone else see this, or am I just talking into air?
This genie battle? Yeah, it's fucking dope.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Flannel, are you okay?
No, I'm not good. I'm not good. Okay, wait.
Now listen, you've always thought that you were smarter than everyone else and cleverer than everyone else, and that sent me into a depressive spiral, and I drank myself to death at an early age.
Oh my God. I am psychologically, I'm not handling this well.
You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be in the middle of a heist if you're this fragile.
So wait, you're telling me my middle school best friend, who started hanging out with the popular kids in ninth grade and like talking like this, and making fun of me every day. Blames me for bullying her and turning her into an alcoholic who's now come to bully me for doing heists. Well, and just trying to make a little money?
I can see how you think that'd be bad. But, like, I understand that there's consequences for your actions. Hi,
go to some heist present.
It's me, Mike Badowski. Listen, you gotta understand, you know, the things that we do in this life have consequences.
I am so sorry for what happened to you. No one meant for that to happen.
I understand that, but like you did embark on this mission to steal things and like you kind of understood that your hands were going to get dirty and in this case they got stained with my literal blood.
Well, not my hands, but I suppose.
But more importantly, I wanted to ask you like, you know, are you prepared for your loved ones in case you die? I've got some documentation here that I think you're going to find very, very interesting.
You have some insurance documents?
If you opt in right now, we can lock you in at a really competitive rate.
I'll be honest with you. I have not set up life insurance, and I've been thinking about this for 6 weeks. Because I knew that this was coming up, and I've been feeling nervous about it.
I understand. It's a big investment. It's a big responsibility. But listen.
You see, like, a tall figure in tattered robes appear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Skeletal hands. Skeletal face.
Now, I'm seeing here that the specter of death is looming over us both, and I'm thinking that maybe you're going to want to minimize risky activities such as embarking on heists until you're able to fill out this paperwork and make sure you're getting us proof of income and, you know, any current stressors or social determinants of your health that might impact our...
I feel like the ghost of Heist Present fades away as like, the specter of Heist's future.
But I'm still holding a pamphlet somehow.
The ghost of Heist Future points at the pamphlet and says,
I wouldn't be a skeleton if you didn't do this heist. You killed me, Flannel. You killed me.
Mr. Gowdy? Is that you?
Yes.
What are you doing here?
Well, you see, you took my pillbox over to do this heist, and I had no pills for myself for my chronic illness.
Your ADHD pills?
Yeah, my ADHD pills, and I went unhinged.
In the past 4 hours.
Well, I die 4 hours from now.
Oh, God! You're going... Oh, so you're saying if I get your stimulant pills back to you in time.
Yes, but you have to leave right now.
I have to leave right now.
Yes, because of traffic.
Fades back in. And I really can't emphasize enough the importance of defensive driving while you're on the road. All right, I'm going to fade back.
No, I can't be responsible. No, I can't. And then I think I kind of like wake up. Or come snap back into. Mm-hmm. We have to leave right now.
It's not. Do you see the lightning? This is not.
Mr. Gowdy's gonna be a skeleton.
What the fuck is Mr. Gowdy?
What are you talking about?
My neighbor, Mr. Gowdy, and other ghosts that I've killed came to me and said that I'm gonna kill him. Because I did take some of his ADHD medication, but I also need it. He's my roommate. And he lives in the downstairs of our duplex down. And
you're not responsible for things other people do.
Wait, you stole his medicine? That's kind of fucked up.
Usually we share it, and I just took the whole bottle.
Flannel.
Usually he doesn't take it after 4 p.m. I thought it would be okay.
What? Relax. If he died and became a skeleton, we'll just heist back his flesh at some point in the future.
Yeah, more heists.
More heists to solve everything.
More heists. More heists. The only thing that makes sense.
Limited power.
You're my friends, and I trust you. I'm putting logic aside, and I'm going to trust my friends.
Can I speed along this wizard battle? Because
I would love that.
I think I've got a gadget that can help us in this situation.
There's gotta be a wondiferous mechanimagical solution our current situation.
I've got a gadget that I've been saving special for this. You son of a bitch.
Pulls a gun.
Is it just a gun? Is it just an actual gun?
Light him up.
What the fuck?
That'll do it.
This is truly wild.
There's a hole that appears in his chest, and he just looks down at it.
The red lightning fades.
Oh, I am slain.
Told you I'd stand over your body.
Spender walks, like, looks around the room. It's oddly quiet now, and spots a snow globe, like, sitting on a table. Just walks over and picks it up. Huh. And then I think the glow of the light on the snow globe morphs into a slightly different sort of tone of light on another shiny round surface as the camera pans back from Pitbull's bald head under the spotlights.
Mr. Worldwide!
And we are dancing hard. I mean, we are absolutely going.
We are coked out of our minds.
Yeah. We did start at the hotel bar together.
We
all
did.
Together.
And we went swimming.
We did bring bathing suits.
Yeah.
We went swimming.
But we did not wear them.
No, we didn't wear the suits.
We had a good time. This feels to me like the sort of thing that ends with a freeze frame and a caption over what happened to each character. Yeah. And I kind of like the idea that popcorn style, everybody does a caption for somebody else.
Oh. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I can start.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, go for it.
Brett's spin classes became the most popular spin classes in all the town.
Hell yeah.
And now he runs the gym.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, and then you see like a picture of Brett with his arm around Spender Thrift, and he couldn't have done it without Spender becoming the face of Brett's spin pyramid scheme.
Empire.
Pyramid scheme empire. That's raked in billions of dollars for the both of them.
The Doc successfully reopened his magic shop and another magic shop and another magic shop, and like it's like a picture. It's like the freeze frame is Doc like posing, and like the stock photo that goes in all of the franchised magic shops that have popped up all around the kingdom, and the logo for the magic shop has the snow globe in it.
Hell yeah.
Enchanting Inquiries, Beta Zam's podcast is at the top of the iTunes charts.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
People have been demanding that Spotify pull it due to content concerns, but it is raking it in.
Yeah. Yep. Spotify signed a big deal over it.
There was a big hole in their content.
And their programming after the wizard died.
Under certain circumstances.
There's a profile piece that's written on Rolling Stone that says Beta Zam, comma, overpushed.
He's still talking to Dracula and that sort. And then we see Flannel Lynn Yarn. There's like Flannel Lynn Yarn, and behind her is like a ghost, just a sea of ghosts. And it says, Flannel Lynn Yarn went on to continue pulling heists, always staying one step ahead of the vengeful ghosts that haunted their wake, and learned that although machines are easier than people, sometimes it's worth putting in the effort. And we can see that running from those ghosts alongside Flannel is, of course, all of Flannel's good
friends.
Sure. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's my great. Goodness.
That's
friends.
A wrap.
That
what a mess.
Was Into the Wizard's Tower, the heist?
That's a breaking and entering.
Using the Etic engine. Thank you all so, so very much for taking this journey with me, alongside me, together. Wow.
This episode of One Shot uses music from the following artists: Focuser by Neon Beach, Loading Greatness by Ender, and Kill the Boss by Mikey Geiger. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy. That's it for One Shot this week, but don't worry, we will be back with an all-new series next week. As usual, we end One Shot with a call to action, and today I'm going to ask you again to head to 5calls.org and make some phone calls to your representatives. We are not all represented by people that we actually want to be represented by if we live in states where the general voting did not align with our beliefs. For example, one of my state representatives to the Senate is... J.D. Vance, I'm going to be calling his office and I'm going to be letting him know what I think. It is the most effective way to move the needle, and even if he doesn't take any action explicitly, if he wants to get reelected, then he needs to follow the will of the people. So, I'm going to let him know what I want from him, because your senators, your elected representatives, your elected officials, you don't work for them. They work for you. So head to 5calls.org, pick your issues, and make your calls today. Thanks, heroes.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network, in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.
Love Star Wars, but kind of wish you didn't? Then join us on the Expounded Universe podcast as we read through all the old Star Wars novels that took the galaxy far, far away that you know and love and turned it into a place where Han Solo can punch a giant otter and Luke Skywalker almost gets eaten by a giant gold-plated pillar of Dinty Moore beef stew. Did you like Princess Leia? Well, too bad! Now she's a space racist! Don't believe me? You'll just have to listen to find out on Expounded Universe.